Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 22 from the Messages of Hope, and we will have class number 7 of the topic of trust in Allah, at-tawakkul, and the title of the class is Do You Believe in Luck? Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about superstitions and the Islamic point of view. We learned over last week that superstition was part of the belief of the Arabs before Islam. And we realized that in Islam we must believe that Allah is the only power and will. None has any power except Allah. None can interfere with Allah's decree, whether a plant, a star, a broken mirror, number 13, a black cat, or walking under the ladder. We have the conclusion that believing superstitions is considered to be a grave act of disbelief, as ascribing parts to Allah is the only sin which Allah does not forgive. We must believe that nothing in this worldly life has any power or will except through the power and the will of Allah. We must put all our trust in Him, Allah, regarding all matters of our life in the present and in the future. So the question is, so long this is the Islamic point of view regarding superstition, so why many of the Muslims believe in superstition? What are the causes behind believing of superstition? Number one, weakness in the belief in Allah's oneness. Weakness in the belief that Allah is the controller, Allah is the planner, Allah is the decider of all the affairs. And we must read a verse of the Quran which will clarify to us that all matters are only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will read now in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 109. Allah said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and all matters go back for decision to Allah. This means that none can interfere with Allah's decisions. None can prevent Allah's decision. None can bring benefit, and none can bring harm, because all are only up to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are in reality believers that it is only up to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, everything in this life, and none can interfere with Allah's decision, if we believe in this fact, we will be immediately believing that superstition is forbidden in Islam. The second cause of belief in superstition is the weakness of the belief in Allah's decree. Actually, it is the belief in Allah's decree which means that you must believe that the unseen is only known to Allah. None is allowed to know the unseen. This is number one. Number two, you must believe that none can change Allah's decree. If you believe that the unseen is only known to Allah and none is allowed to know it, and you believe that none can change Allah's decree, so you believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn from the verses of the Quran about the first fact related to the belief in Allah's decree, which is that none is allowed to know the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 59. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر ما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. And with him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them but he. And he knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record. This is the proof from the Quran that the unseen is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything is written in the clear record before the creation of the earth. So we must believe that the keys of the unseen, or that is to say the keys of all that is hidden, are only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one is supposed to say, I can know the unseen, or I can prevent anything, or can I predict anything from the unseen. Also, we will read about the unseen, which is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Surah Luqman, Surah number 33, verse number 34. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Surah Luqman is Surah number 30, and we will read verse number 34. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allaha 'indahu 'ilmus sa'ah. Inna Allaha 'indahu 'ilmus sa'ati wa yunazzilul ghaytha wa ya'lamu ma fil arham. وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Verily Allah with him alone is the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain. He knows that which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily, Allah is all-knower, all-aware of things. So, actually, sisters, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He makes the unseen not known to us, because it is beyond our tolerance to know about the unseen. Every one of us must question herself regarding the present time. Is it easy for me to know the problems which I will face tomorrow? Is it easy for me to know about the disasters which will happen to me or to any of my family members tomorrow? It is easy for me to know the bad events which will happen around me tomorrow? The answer is no, it is not easy and it is not possible, and maybe it is beyond tolerance. So it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made the unseen only known to Him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the limitations of His creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us to tolerate the present, but we are not created so that we can know or can learn about the unseen. We can learn about the future, and then we can prepare ourselves for the future events. We are not created in this way, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must be all the time aware that it is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made the unseen only known to Him, and none of the human beings is allowed to know the unseen. We will learn now about the second fact related to the belief in Allah's decree, which is the belief that none can change Allah's decree. Also, we will learn that there is no luck in Islam. There is nothing that happens by chance in Islam or by accident in Islam. Everything in this life is recorded in a very accurate way before its creation. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none can change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, verse number 22. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. No calamity befalls on the earth or in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decree, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, before we bring it into existence. Verily, that is easy for Allah. Actually, sisters, this is a very important rule of the Quran related to the belief in Allah's decree, and we Muslims must be aware of that rule, must believe in that rule, must get the benefit of that rule, so that inshallah it will be always helping us to accept the decree of Allah, and to believe that none can change the decree of Allah, and to believe that superstition is forbidden in Islam because it is related to decree of change of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse of the Quran that no calamity befalls on the earth or in ourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decree. Actually, we must believe that this universe is so perfectly designed that nothing happens in it unless it has been preordained and pre-planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing occurs in this universe as a result of coincidence, chance, or blind accident. Prior to creation of the earth and those who live on it, Allah's perfect and accurate knowledge planned every happening seen as at its appropriate time. As far as Allah's knowledge, we must believe that there is no past, present, or future regarding Allah's knowledge. We must believe that this universe, its events, and the stages it goes through from its beginning to its end exists in Allah's knowledge as one complete whole with no limitations or separations of time or place. Every event has its place in an overall design known only to Allah. Every event has its place in an overall design very accurately designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every incident, good or bad, occurring in any part of the earth or to any of the human being is entered in the eternal record prior to the creation of the people, prior to the creation of the earth. So in conclusion, we must admit that there is no way to escape Allah's decree. As Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that everything related to the creation of the earth or the people whom they are living in it, everything related to their life was already recorded in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the Book of Decree, 50,000 years before the earth's creation. So this means that none is supposed to know the future, because the future is related to the unseen, and the unseen is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, none is supposed to change the future. None is supposed to say that I can prevent harm, or I can prevent, or I can bring benefit, because I can know the unseen. None is supposed to say this, because none can prevent harm or bring benefit or change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can, who knows the future, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who has the decision for our futures. And because of that, we must put all our trust only in Allah, and we must also believe that there is no luck in Islam. There is no chance in Islam. What is the meaning of this? I am not supposed to say I married my husband because it was a very strange chance. It happened that I entered a room and my husband was there, so we met each other and we planned to marry. Oh, this is very strange chance which happened in my life. This is totally wrong way of thinking regarding being a Muslim. Being a Muslim, being a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you must believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned everything 50,000 years before the creation of the earth. Everything and every event which is occurring in any part of the earth, or any event which is happening in my life, your life, or the life of any of the human being whom they were created at the time of Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, every event which is happening to all of these human beings is entered in the eternal record before the creation of the people and before the creation of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is planning everything in a very accurate way. There is no luck, there is no chance, there is no accident. This is wrong way of thinking. This is a deceiving way of thinking. This is a way of trial to escape the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a trial to depend on any of the ways of the superstition. That is to say, when I will see my neighbor in the morning, I will have a good day, and accordingly I can always try to meet my neighbor every day in the morning, so that inshallah the day will be a good one. This means that your neighbor can control the day. Your neighbor has a rule regarding the harm and the benefit. This is all wrong. If someone will say, when I have the green jacket, I will have a good luck and everything will be alright, this is totally wrong. This is forbidden in Islam. This is a way of disbelieving Allah, because the green jacket doesn't have a will or a power. The green jacket cannot interfere with the decree. None can bring benefit. None can prevent harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be true believers in the oneness of Allah. Let us get the word luck out of our Islamic dictionary 100%. Let us get the word chance, accident, coincident. All of these words are not related to the belief in the oneness of Allah. They are related to the belief in superstition, which is forbidden in Islam. My dearest sisters, we are true believers in the oneness of Allah. Every day, every minute, every second, there are the clear proofs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is controlling our life. There is many proofs and unlimited proofs that it is only the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the power in our worldly life. In every day, you can see many patients whom they are treated in the best hospitals, treated by the best doctors, but still none can prevent harm, none can bring benefit except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many other patients whom they are living in poor circumstances, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, can cure them in spite of the fact that there are no big hospitals and there are no highly sophisticated institutions. Again and again, it is the decree of Allah, it is the knowledge of Allah, it is the mercy of Allah, it is the will of Allah, it is the power of Allah, it is the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are just creatures having limited knowledge, having no power except by the power of Allah, no will except by the will of Allah. We are living a test, a worldly test, trying to prove our good manners and values, which we have it out of our belief in the oneness of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us, sisters, my dearest sisters, face our mistakes, and let us realize how we always send wrong messages to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe in number 13, or in the black cat, or in the broken mirror, or in the power of the jacket, or whatever these superstitions, or this is the source of luck for me, and this color is a lucky for me, this number is a luck for me, this place is a luck for me, or this is unlucky for me. Sisters, all of this is a wrong message sent to Allah, because it's the message that, oh Allah, we can depend on the numbers, or on the days, or on the cats, or whatever, to prevent harm or to bring benefit. But you, Allah, we have other partners with you, oh Allah. This is the message which those whom they believe in superstitions are sending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Messages of disbelief, messages which actually cause the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we can realize when we look around us, when we notice that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far away from our life, from our health, from our spiritual feeling. We don't feel peace, we don't feel security, we don't feel happy. Instead, we feel worry, sad, upset, lonely, depressed. The reason is that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not close to us, because we send wrong messages of disbelief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the belief in superstition. So again and again, my dearest sister, this is the message of this class, that please, for your sake, forget about superstition, ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to feel the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to realize that having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only way to have the mental peace, to have the feel of security, to have the feeling that the Lord of the heavens and the earth is the one who is taking care of all your affairs, and the Lord of the heavens and the earth is the most merciful. Actually, now we will learn in details about the ways to get rid of superstition. Number one is as I clarified, is the clear belief in Allah's oneness, that is to say, Allah is the only controller of all the affairs. Number two is the clear belief in Allah's decree. And again, I will keep on repeating this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that inshallah, sisters, this hadith will be always a source of or a way to remind us that let us have trust in Allah, let us forget about superstition, let us forget about horoscopes, let us forget about any power other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us only ask Allah, let us only depend on Allah, let us only have trust in Allah, and inshallah Allah is the one to take care and to help every one of us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him in front of you. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek help of Allah. Know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah has already prescribed for you, and that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. The bands have been lifted and the papers have dried. In another version, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be mindful of Allah, you will find Him before you. Get to know Allah in prosperity and He will know you in adversity. Know that what has passed you by was not going to befall you, and what has befallen you was not going to pass you by, and know that victory comes with patience, relief with affliction, and ease with hardship. Again and again, my dear sisters, this hadith is a clear proof that we must put our trust only on Allah, because if the nation were to gather together to benefit us, they would only benefit us with something which Allah has already prescribed in the book of decree, as I prescribed before. So none can benefit you with anything except what Allah has prescribed for you 50,000 years before the creation of the earth, a reality which every Muslim and every believer must get its benefit, so that inshallah we will be always having all our trust, all our need, all our call only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must believe that what has passed you by was not going to befall you. That is to say, none can get you anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't prescribe for you. And what has fallen you was not going to pass you by. Superstition will never change your decree. The decree is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the good. We must also place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way to be away from the superstition, is to put your trust in Allah. Number one, when announcing a plan, don't knock on the wood, but say, if Allah wills. Number two, when embarking on a journey, make dua to Allah for success and safety. Number three, when you are not sure about a plan, do Salat al-Istikhara. Istikhara means to ask Allah to guide you best for you concerning an affair. The Salat al-Istikhara was narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Salami, who said, the Messenger of Allah used to teach his companions to make istikhara in all things, just as he used to teach them surahs from the Quran. He said, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you is concerned about a decision he has to make, then let him pray two rak'ahs of non-obligatory prayer, then say, O Allah, I seek your guidance in making a choice by virtue of your knowledge, and I seek ability by virtue of your power, and I ask you of your great bounty. You have power, I have none, and you know, I know not. You are the knower of the hidden things, O Allah. If in your knowledge this matter, then it should be mentioned by name, is good for me, both in this world and in the hereafter, or in my religion, my livelihood, and my affairs, then ordain it for me, make it easy for me, and bless it for me. And if in your knowledge it is bad for me, and for my religion, my livelihood, and my affairs, for me both in this world and the next, then turn me away from it, and turn it away from me, and ordain for me the good wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. The Prophet added that then the person should mention his need. So whenever you are facing a difficult, or you become hesitant in making a decision, and your knowledge of the matter is insufficient to guide you, then after seeking advice from trusted people, you should turn to Allah and do salat and ask Him for His guidance. You should be willing with an open heart and mind to supplicate for divine guidance and ask for direction so that the problem is solved in the best interest. I must realize that if you try to reflect on the words used in the dua of al-istikhara, that is to say, I asking guidance of Allah, you will realize that you are clarifying to Allah from the depths of your heart that Allah know and you don't know. Allah has the power and you don't have the power. Accordingly, you are asking the guidance from the one who has the power and has the knowledge to direct you and to guide you to the decision which will be good for you in this world and in the life to come. And actually this dua of al-istikhara, asking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a proof that you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that trust you are asking Him to guide you to the decision which is good for you. I must clarify that some people mistake, they have a wrong belief that after Salat al-Istikhara they will have a dream to give them a clear sign for the decision. But this is not true. Actually, dreams may lead you away from what Allah wants you to do, as shaitan might try to deceive you in your dreams. You must realize that Salat al-Istikhara will mean that whatever direction and whatever decision Allah will choose for you, you must accept it and you must believe that this is the good and this is the decision which will give you the best in this world and in the hereafter. You just live your life normally after doing Salat al-Istikhara, and whatever direction Allah will move you towards or decision Allah will make you to take, be sure that this is the correct decision. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His power and His knowledge. Accept the decision of Allah, accept the decree of Allah. Be sure that this is the good for you in this life and in the life to come. This is the way the believers are solving the decision making problems in their life, asking the power of Allah, asking the knowledge of Allah to guide them to the correct decision, and not following the superstitions and not following the horoscopes. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is clear for every one of us that superstitions is forbidden in Islam. The word luck is forbidden in Islam. Horoscopes are forbidden in Islam. We must put all our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that Allah is the most merciful. And inshaAllah, next week we will learn about dreams in Islam. And let us make the dua now.